So I grew up in Texas, and in the nation's second largest state, every small town's high school football team is its pride and joy. But up here, there's another sport that dominates the coastal rainforest of Southeast Alaska.
Pretty much every school in Southeast has a basketball program.
That's Jamie Cabral. He's activities director at Petersburg High School. It's an indoor sport, so unlike baseball or football, basketball teams aren't at the mercy of the weather. But Southeast Alaska's geography makes travel difficult. It's not like on the road system where
everyone's pretty used to the yellow bus where you can go on a Wednesday night and come back and you're back home Wednesday evening.
Here, it's a lot more complicated. The yellow school buses, of course, don't sail up and down the inside passage. So there are basically two choices, a ferry ride or a more expensive flight. Cabral says that for years, the Alaska Marine Highway System has made it easy and cheap for his teams to get to other towns.
In years past, we were able to get to Ketchikan very simply, leaving, you know, on a Friday and then coming home on a Sunday and missing minimal school.
But last year, the state government cut more than $43 million from the ferry budget. That's meant fewer winter sailings during basketball season.
With the cutbacks, what we're looking at is we're flying a lot more and taking a lot less participants just because of the increase in cost.
Because flying is, of course, more expensive, and that could take its toll next year.
I can definitely see us in the future scheduling fewer games.
But even with plenty of games on the schedule this year, Cabral says taking fewer students isn't ideal.
It will have the trickle-down effect. You get less games for your younger kids.
And that could disadvantage the basketball program for years to come. Troy Thane is athletic director at Craig High School on Prince of Wales Island.
You want to be able to send your freshmen and sophomores, the JV group, and so they can get the competition they need so you can have strong varsity programs.
He says in-game experience is critical.
The more games you can get those kids, you know, obviously the stronger they're going to be in the later years.
So it's bad news when a reduced ferry schedule means fewer students can go get that real game experience. But like his colleague in Petersburg, Thane says Craig hasn't had to reduce its varsity schedule. Folks in Angoon haven't been so lucky.
Well, already we've lost a series of home games because a visiting school simply couldn't afford to fly.
Angoon High School's principal and athletic director is Ron Gleason.
Losing home games, is a significant blow to the community.
And when the team does get to play away games, Gleason says they too are taking fewer students. But that's not Gleason's biggest concern.
The sports programs are a vital part, but they pale in comparison to our now inability to get food for our lunch programs, food for the community through our only store, medical services.
The 500-person Admiralty Island community lost ferry service in November after the state balked at the ferry Lakanti's repair bill. It was $4 million more than budgeted. The ferry Teslina has filled some of the service gaps this winter, but soon it will be out of service for modifications. There are 5 runs scheduled in March. State transportation officials say those are to ensure there's ferry transportation for schools in Juneau's regional gold medal basketball tournament. But the cuts to state ferries affect students' cultural education as well. Cabral, Petersburg's athletic director, says it's important for the students to get to know their neighbors.
As part of their education, I think it's huge. Our kids rarely get out of their community.
So when he's in Ketchikan, he'll take the kids to see the Coast Guard station or the shipyard. Seeing other towns, he says, helps tie the region together.
Every chance we go somewhere, we try to find something that's important to that community as well. So the connections that they create in Southeast is huge, I think, for Southeast as a cultural piece.
But these days, fewer students are getting that opportunity. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.